today in cinemas across Aotearoa. Siddharth follows a father and son who arrive at a remote rave in the mountains of southern Morocco. The film is nominated at this year's Academy Awards for Best International Feature Film and Best Soundtrack. I'm speaking with director Oliver Lachey, the filmmaker behind Siddharth. Siddharth has received a pretty astounding reception here in Aotearoa at Whānau Marama, as well as abroad, and it's entered the canon of rave films. It features actors from free party communities in Europe. Could you describe free parties for those who may be unfamiliar?
So a free party, the difference with a rave is that it's a party organized from different people who want to organize it on a free way. There are no permissions to organize it, so it's illegal. And that's the way to protect the essence of this congregation, is a way of living, you know? I mean, rave culture is not only about partying, it's about traveling, and it's about also disconnecting yourself from the system, you know, trying to have a kind of radical coherence. That's the way they want to express this radical coherence, you know? They want to do the things on parallel of a system in which they don't trust. I understand. And I like myself a free party more than a rave or a festival or a club is because the amount of ego in the dance floor, it's less. People are less connected with the ego. You know, you are on a free party and you don't have even a DJ. The DJ is hidden. You only have this wall of sound systems of speakers. So it's a moment of, it's really an abstract space, and a sacred space, a dance floor, because you are alone in a way. You are with yourself. So you look inside. You are not looking the DJ, the other people, your phone, making pictures. No. It's more sacred for me. And after studying psychotherapy gestalt, that is really related with body, I understand that a dance floor is a ceremonial space. A dance floor is a space where you connect a lot with your strength and with your fragility.
The opening sequence, at what point did this happen during the shoot? Did you actually get to party a little bit?
We had 3 weeks of shooting in Spain and 4 in Morocco, so we did it. We did it at the end of the 3 weeks in Spain because we were really afraid of being too tired. So imagine starting a film, a shooting with a rave. Oh my God. Yeah. And me and most of the actors, we were dancing at night too, you know. So it was good to do it that way. And so we were looking for the right crews to organize it because we really wanted to portray the essence of this culture, you know, and to have real punks and real people, fragile, you know, and with these faces, real faces, you know. And it is always easier to organize it on a fictional way, you know, but it was another film. You know, there is this crew called Spiral Tribe who left UK on the late 80s, early 90s, and they were spreading this culture through Europe, Germany, France, and we were connecting with, we'll say, the children of them. You know, other crews, one is called Dropping Caravan, and the other is Trackers. We were respecting a lot what they were doing, you know. Listening also people who were going to their raves. It took time to have their confidence because obviously, you know, ravers, they don't care of fame, they don't care of money. We saw that in a way we were a little bit ravers as filmmakers, that we were hackers. Now we are nominated for 2 Oscars. We did a good job.
How was it working with the free party crews?
We have always this idea that ravers are, you know, in society, people think that they are lazy drug addicts, you know, but it's totally the opposite. Obviously, they are really activists with a lot of social ideas and values, and they know about everything. They know about medicine, about languages, mechanics, construction. I mean, they are prepared for these times.
In some sense, is that what the film is about?
I'm part of this generation that feels that we are coming to a kind of shift time, you know, things have to change. So in a way, we are preparing ourselves to accept what will come, you know, to see a mercy behind. And so we have to learn to die. We have to learn to die. And this is what Siddharth evokes. You know, when you watch Siddharth, you die. But it's good to die. It's good to learn to die. We have to die before dying. We have to connect more with this, to be more alive. And yes, after 1 year carrying the film, I feel this. The film sometimes is painful, but it's a real catharsis for a spectator.
Catharsis is a really good word for it. You've carried the film with you for a long time. It's 15 years since you had the
first images. I started to go back to raves and I felt, okay, all these images that I had, they had a correspondence. They landed into these communities. And at the same time, you know, I'm really influenced by Sufism, the esoterical Islam. And so this film drinks from different springs, you know, and I feel connection between all of this. In most of traditions, you know, it's written that we are approaching a kind of again shift time.
Was there a catalyst? Why did it feel right to make the film when it did?
I mean, we couldn't make it before because we knew it was an expensive film, and so I had to make two films and to really win legitimacy to be financed. And I feel really grateful. And now in front of me, even more freedom and legitimacy. I think that after Sirat, that was my first industrial film. It's the first time I have budget to make a film. I think after this film, I'm dangerous.
The composer of the soundtrack, Kangdon Ray, how did he become involved in the project?
I wrote that script, Dancing in Dance Floor. That's really important, you know. I have my best ideas and best images always dancing. And after, the way I write is really atmospheric. And I always writing with music. And most of this music were from Kangdon Ray. So I contact him and we know each other. We took a lot of time. You know, we are not genius. We just work a lot. We were working 1 year and a half before the shooting. This is something that is not common on cinema. And yes, we wanted to invite spectators in the first sight of the film to a kind of physical catharsis through techno, but suddenly also to make him levitating through more esoterical, ethereal, transcendental music, ambient music that is a little bit near sacred music. And we wanted that people dance in the cinema. We wanted that people watch the film with the body, with the skin. We truly believe that the body is something that it has to be more stimulated, you know, in theaters, not just the brain, you know, not. So, yeah, we are happy. We went far. We were really, 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 really courageous, I think, making this.
That was Oliver Lache speaking about Sirat. It's out today, and you can watch it in cinemas across Aotearoa.